Now, on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Peter has 2, Karen has 2, and Hari has 3.
Peter and Karen, you guys are tied for last place.
Yay.
So I'm going to randomly say, Karen, you can go first, all right?
Okay.
So the clock starts when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Following the ouster of Liz Cheney, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy affirmed that no one questions the legitimacy of the blank.
The election?
Right. On Monday, the World Health Organization said the COVID variant developing in blank poses a global health threat.
In India?
Right. On Monday, the White House approved the first major offshore blank farm in the United States.
Wind turbine farm.
Right. After being robbed, a bakery in Milwaukee asked for the public's help by handing out pictures of the thief printed on blank.
Paper.
No, wrong. Delicious sugar cookies. On Wednesday, Chipotle announced they would raise their blank to $15 an hour.
Pay.
Yes, minimum wage. This week, a zoo in China was criticized for not warning guests about blank before they visited.
Killer animals?
I'm going to give it to you right. The lepers that had escaped earlier.
Nice.
Oh,
officials say that 3 lepers had escaped their enclosure and no one at the zoo bothered to tell anyone. Fortunately, 2 of the lepers were captured quickly, but the 3rd one is still on the loose. The zoo isn't worried, though, and says the pack of rabid hyenas that escaped last week should take care of them sooner or later. Bill, how did Karen do?
She had 5 right. 10 more points. She now has 12. And Karen, you're in the lead.
All right. Game over. We're done. Thank you.
Okay, Peter, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the CDC said that fully vaccinated people could be indoors without blanks.
Masks.
Right. On Sunday, Senator Bernie Sanders called for passing the $2 trillion blank bill without the GOP.
The next spendy one.
Infrastructure
bill. Spendy.
Yes. This week, the Federal Reserve hinted it may raise blanks to combat rising inflation.
The interest rates.
Right. After the White House reopened the exchange, over 1 million additional people applied for blank.
Obamacare?
Right. After 19 seasons on TV and numerous allegations of running a toxic workplace, blank announced she was canceling her daytime talk show.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Right. This week, a man in London realized he'd wasted 2 years of his life after discovering blank in his apartment.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't know.
That's a good answer, but wrong. He had a dishwasher. The man was shocked, posting on Twitter, quote,
"That's really
lived in this flat for 2 years and only just discovered it has a dishwasher." Apparently, the appliance was made to blend in with the cabinetry. Yeah. And he never bothered to check what that handle was connected to. He then followed up the tweet the next day saying, "You're not going to believe this, but I finally opened the closed door and it turns out my apartment has had a bathroom the whole time." Bill, how did Peter do?
Well, good. He got 4 right for 8 more points. He now has 10, but Karen still has the lead.
You're allowed to just say Peter did that.
All right. And how many does Hari need to win?
Well, he only needs 5 to win.
Okay.
All right, Hari, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the CDC endorsed using Pfizer's blank on teenagers.
Pfizer's vaccine.
Right. On Monday, President Biden restored health care protections for transgender people, reversing policies enacted by
the Trump administration.
Right. On Tuesday, a federal judge dismissed blank's petition for bankruptcy.
The NRA.
Right. This week, a group of doctors in Japan warned about holding the blank during the pandemic.
The baby.
Wrong. The Olympics. With rising prices leading to increased theft, Target announced they'd no longer sell blank for the safety of their staff.
Guns.
Wrong. Pokemon cards. On Thursday, Elon Musk announced that you could no longer purchase a Tesla with blank.
Bitcoin.
Right. On Tuesday, 40 U.S. attorneys general sent a letter urging Facebook to not create a version of blank for kids.
Instagram.
Right. This week, a bride in India dumped her groom at the altar after discovering he couldn't blank.
For personal reasons, I cannot answer that question.
He couldn't complete a math test. The woman had started to think that her husband-to-be had lied about his extensive educational background, so she decided to test him during their wedding ceremony. After he failed to complete a standard multiplication table, she left him on the spot. So, the groom may not know 8 times 15, he does know that 1 is the loneliest number.
Reinforcing stereotypes. Like, why don't I just say, win a spelling bee?
Bill, how did Hari do? Did he do well enough to win?
He needed 5. He got 5 for 10 more points. Means with 13, he is this week's champion.
And the winner.
Razor thin, mind you.
Way to go, Hari, and good effort to Peter and Karen, you guys.